This recording, Egypt 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home, the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it's not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. My name is Angel Anem. I'm 21 years old, and I've lived all my life in Egypt, but I lived only 1 year in Syria, in Damascus, and I lived for 9 months in Paris. And I'm a student at the American University in Cairo.
Tell me.
Okay, Egyptians have this this love to notice what everything happened in the street. They like to see what's happening, and they are, you can get their attention easily, especially in fights. And they love to see what's happening between people, and it's easy to gather them, millions of them, in no time. So that time I was at my house, at my balcony, and I heard the crash between two cars, and then I heard the voices of the two men arguing together. And I swear it was in no time, about 3 or 4 minutes, that I saw it, hundreds and hundreds of people just gathering and coming from all ways. And there was people who were stopping their cars and just going out of the car to see what's happening. And some of them offers to be the judge and to say who's wrong, who's right. And it took the police big time to make the people go away and tell them, it's none of your business, go away.